Today's topic is specifically for the men out there. Guys, I have a question for you. Have you ever stopped to consider exactly why you feel overwhelmed? Or do you just jump straight into problem-solving mode? If you're like most guys that I've worked with over the years, you definitely jump into problem-solving mode. And unfortunately, the problem that we're sometimes solving isn't the one that's actually needing to be addressed. It's like mowing the yard while your house is on fire, right? Maybe the grass needed to be cut, but it didn't really solve your biggest problem because your house is still burning down. So on today's episode, I'm going to talk about the three biggest reasons that I have found working with my clients why most men feel overwhelmed. And of course, I'm going to give you guys some tools to deal with it as well. And that's coming up next right here on Unshakable Habits. The right habits can help you have it all: more time, better health, improved relationships, and less stress. But most people lack the tools to stick with those habits long enough to see results. That is about to change. Welcome to Unshakable Habits with your host, Stephen Box. It's time to take your habits from unsustainable to unshakable. Welcome back to Unshakable Habits. This is episode number 71, and I am your host, the Habit Guy, Stephen Box. And today we're talking about overwhelm. And specifically, I'm talking to the guys out there today because I'm going to share with you the top three reasons I have found that most men get overwhelmed. And guys, let's just start with a moment of honesty here. Part of the problem, why it's so difficult for us to see these, I'm going to call them hidden causes. The reason it's so difficult for us to see them is because if you're like me, you probably have never met a problem that you didn't want to solve, right? We are by nature problem solvers. It is, I think, something that almost every man seems to be born with. I think a lot of times we get so caught up in wanting to just go fix something, just to do something, we don't always stop to ask why. And we don't stop to say, what is the underlying reason why this is really happening? And like I mentioned in the intro, when we do that, we end up solving the wrong problem. And it's like cutting the grass while your house is on fire. Sure, the grass looks great, but it doesn't really matter if you don't have a house, right? So rather than cutting the grass, we want to help you get the water hose or call the fire department and get that fire put out so you have a house, right? That's the goal here. So let's jump into these. So reason number one, thinking that having it all means doing it all, doing it right now, doing it by yourself, and doing it perfectly. All right, so let's break this down. So first of all, I think a lot of us have been programmed with this idea that we're supposed to have it all. We're supposed to have the good paying job or the successful business. We're supposed to have the beautiful wife, the kids, the house, the car, the clothes. We're supposed to have free time and vacations, and we're supposed to read and be well-educated, and we're supposed to know the Bible inside and out, and, right? We can just keep going on and on with this list of all the things that men are expected to do. And a lot of times, men have been taught, and I'm really maybe more speaking to the men of my generation right now. I'm about to turn 46, but I think my generation, older, maybe a little bit younger than me, can all relate to this. The younger generation is being brought up a little bit differently, but a lot of the guys that I work with are closer to my age group, and we have been taught as men, you don't ask for help, you figure it out for yourself, you suck it up, right, and you just find a way to get it done, and so we think we have to do it all. It's about checking off that to-do list, right? It's about getting things done. And we think we have to do it by ourselves, and we think we have to do it perfectly. And if we don't do it perfectly, we're failures. I don't know about you guys, but when I think about all the pressure that comes along with that, is it any wonder that we're all overwhelmed? The second thing is not being present in the moment and stressing over the past and the future. This is two things in one here. So let me break this down. So the first is not being present in the moment. And a lot of times this comes down to the things that happen in number one, because we think we have to do all those things. Now, all of a sudden, it's difficult for us to be present at home. When you're spending time with the kids or with your significant other, it's difficult maybe to be locked in because you're thinking about all the things you got to do at work. You're thinking about all the other stuff that you have going on, all the priorities that you have. And it can just make it very difficult to be locked in and present in the moment. But there's something else that causes us to not be in the moment. And that is stressing over the past and the future. The past is behind us. There's nothing we can do about it, right? There's lessons to learn from it, and we should definitely reflect on the past and see what lessons there are to learn so we don't make the same mistakes twice. And then the future. Look, you're not God. You don't know the future. I'm not either, by the way, right? We spend so much time worrying about things that may or may not even happen that we forget to be present in the moment. Do you realize how overwhelming that is when you're constantly running scripts in your mind about mistakes that you've made in the past or things that have happened that you wish you had done something different, even sometimes when it was completely out of your control? Or you spend a lot of time worrying and fretting over the future when you have no idea what the future actually holds. And number three is treating self-care as a luxury instead of a necessity. I talked a little bit yesterday when I was talking about exercise and how important it is to get that in, which, by the way, if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely go back and check it out because I give you my strategy for getting your workout time in no matter how crazy your schedule is. But treating self-care as a luxury, this is something a lot of guys go, when I have time, when this slows down, when the kids go back to school, when I finish this work project, it's always when and if. It's never something that we just do, right? And until we just do it, it doesn't get done. And when I talk about self-care, it's not just about exercise. Exercise, obviously, is a huge thing, and that's something that I love. But it's also about just having some time to yourself, having some time to decompress. It is so important to actually do that. And if you don't take care of yourself, here's a newsflash for you. Going back to number one, where I was talking about how we think we're supposed to have it all and do it all, and we're supposed to do it right now, and it's all going to be perfect. Yeah, do you think any of that's happening if you're running on empty? Would you take your car and the needle's on E and the gas light is on? Would you then go, hey, you know what? Without filling up my tank, I'm going to take a cross-country road trip. Of course not, because you know you're not going to get there, right? You don't have enough gas. Yet and still, that's exactly what most of us are doing to ourselves. Our gas tanks are empty. The light is on, guys. We're ignoring it. And we're trying to push through because we feel like we have to. Like we got to prove something to somebody. You don't have to prove anything to anybody, guys. I don't know if anybody's told you that, but I'm telling you that right now. So here is the thing. You now understand why a lot of guys are walking around overwhelmed. And hopefully you can relate to at least one of those three things. Maybe even all three, right? And if you can, I want to give you a couple of suggestions on some things that I have found very helpful for both myself and my clients. So number one is swallow your pride and accept the fact that you need other people to help you along the way. I've got a small group of guys that I've been in a Bible study with over the last couple of months, and we decided to break off into a smaller group while the larger group is on break over the summer, and we're doing a 40-day reading. And the reading is about finding God's purpose for your life. We have a group chat, and I'm just seeing all these messages in the group chat. Well, guys are being like open and honest about their struggles, and we're talking about it, and we're sharing both our own struggles as well as our insights and our thoughts. And no one's necessarily solving your problem for you in there, right? But sometimes just when people are kind of going through some of the same things and that it's okay that none of us are perfect, it's so helpful. It really is, man. It's so helpful just to have that support system. You don't have to necessarily have a small group like what I have, but get you a support system, man. Seriously, it is so important. I think especially as men, women a lot of times are encouraged to have these kind of support systems, to talk with each other, to do those kind of things. Men a lot of times are not, right? And I think for men, it's a balance, right? We need to hold one another accountable, but accountability doesn't mean beating each other down. It actually means building each other up. And unfortunately, a lot of us haven't been taught how to do accountability the proper way. So find you a support group of other like-minded men. The second thing I'm going to encourage is start to build awareness when you're living in the past or in the future and bring yourself back to the present. And guys, if you're married or you have children, you have a built-in cheat for this, because if you tell your wife to do this for you, okay, you tell your significant other to do this for you, to say, hey, when you catch me living in the past, you catch me worrying about the future, stop me and bring me back to the present. They'll do it. They 100% will. And when, if you go tell your kids, hey, if daddy is worrying about other stuff after I promise to do something with you, call me out, say, hey, daddy, need you to be present right now. They'll do it. They will do it to you, I promise. So use that accountability, right? And it's a little theme here, right? It's all about accountability, right? I truly believe we all need to have some accountability into our lives. And then the third thing to do is carve out time for yourself. Now, you may need to communicate this to some family members. You may need to communicate this at work. You may need to say, hey, look, I'm setting aside these times for me. You don't need to get into specifics. You don't need to get into specifics, if I could talk. You just need to let people know, hey, I'm not available this time. And you need to block that time off on your calendar, and you need to protect it at all costs. It's not for that client who wants to buy something. It's not for that last minute thing that popped up. It's your protected time. You're not available. End of discussion. I know that sounds scary. And if it sounds scary to you, it means you're living in the future. Come back to the present. Be here in the moment. What's going to be the most impactful for you? How are you going to start making time for self-care in your life? That's the question for you. If you found this episode helpful, I would encourage you to share it with other men who might get some benefit out of it. And if you're listening to us today on either Apple or Spotify, we'd really appreciate if you could take the time to leave us a 5-star review and share your honest thoughts on the show. If you're not using either one of those, you can also go to Podchaser. All of those links are down in the show notes. Also, be sure to tune back in tomorrow. I'm going to give you my top 5 tips for what I do to get back on track anytime I get off track with my habits or routines. Until then, as always, I remind you that while none of us are born unshakable, we can all become unshakable.